Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here for the next 10 minutes and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high and simply talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We've got Rich Ornberger, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour, so you know you want to keep it locked for that. We've talked some baseball with Aaron Judge and the big contract, and now we're going to move on to the NFL. We've broached the topic a tad in the first hour, but Baker Mayfield, Rob, picked up off waivers, claimed off waivers by the Rams. And I want to say this. I like this move for both teams. The Rams are a team that doesn't have a lot of draft picks coming up. So anywhere you can get talent on the cheap, right? They're going to pay him $1.4 million. You take it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you see what he can do. They're going with John Wolford, who's from the Alliance of American Football.
And you already know what you're going to do. You're going to know what you get from those guys. I'm sorry.
Right. We've seen what they can do, which isn't that much. And for Baker, Rob, I've said it many times on this air. I think his future is like a good situation for him will be to go somewhere where he can back up a veteran next season and learn for a year, regroup, and then the following season, a la Mitch Trubisky, a la Marcus Mariota, you may get another shot at starting. But Russ, Sean McVay's had success with quarterbacks. Let's just keep it real. And Matthew Stafford, while not a Hall of Famer, is a good veteran quarterback. And I think if he stays, you know, beyond this season, then it could work out nicely for him. So I think it's a good situation for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I'm not surprised, Chris. I think people thought when he got released, oh, that's it. All right. No.
You really think people thought one was going to pick him up?
Some people just, you know, always think like nothing's going to happen for that guy, but there's so few quarterbacks. You know that in this league. You just mentioned the Rams' two backups because they pay Matthew Stafford so much money, Chris.
Right.
They got two guys who aren't worth anything. I mean, I'm not being mean, but you know what I mean. Am I being mean? No, that was
you're
yesterday.
You're not trying to. But.
Yeah, I am. I'm just being mean. You get my point. And so when you have a chance to pick up a guy, you know, who was a top pick and all the ballyhoo and, you know, in his college career, and he was on every other commercial at one point. I mean, you want to exhaust him, Chris, until it's just the fact that he can't play. You know, like you just have to keep looking. And we've seen him have those moments. We've seen him take the Browns to 11 wins. We saw him beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. We saw him play well against the Chiefs. So there's a little something there. It's not like there's other guys who have resumes, Chris, who have never done anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Never won a big game.
He's really got to regroup, though.
I'm not saying that, but we have seen something.
Right.
I'm talking about guys who have never shown anything or any reason for you to believe that it's going to be different this time is what I mean.
I don't know if you heard this or saw this, Rob. What was he, 1-5 this year with the Panthers? And I get it. They're not a good team. Rob, Baker Mayfield's QBR was 18.2 for the season. Out of the 521 qualified quarterback seasons since they started tracking this stat in 2006, Baker Mayfield's QBR ranked 520th. I mean, he was bad. So, like I said, if Sean McVay can get through to him, help him out, he can regroup. I do think he's been humbled, and I think that's why he's gotten picked up because, you know, the attitude he had before wouldn't have cut it for a backup.
Well, yeah, not for a backup. I mean, you got to know your situations. That's why a lot of people never wanted Tim Tebow around, Chris, because he might
He didn't have a bad attitude, but he was a celebrity.
It's a distraction. That's what I'm saying. When you're a backup, you got to know how to play that role so that you're not a distraction to the team.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Nobody wants to hear anything about the backup until the
starter gets
hurt.
Right. Then we will hear all about you. Right.
Yeah. So look, we'll see how it works out. Rob, I know there's reports that he might play tomorrow. I don't think that's best. And here's why. If he does, he does. But right now, and I know, you know, Stafford obviously is entrenched as a starter there. But if you read the articles, it's a little bit of buzz with the Rams. The coordinators on both sides of the ball, Tyler Higbee, tight end. There's a lineman there who was a teammate of his at Oklahoma, Baker. Like, they're not saying he's going to come in and start and, you know, lead them to five straight wins. But there's a little excitement like, hey, this guy can play. You know, he's talent. You know, we'd love to bring him in. All that stuff. If he goes out tomorrow, Rob, and plays, and it's bad, which would be understandable, right? New system. You just got there today or yesterday. That excitement would be gone immediately. And so if they sit him out tomorrow and he has a week and a half to prep for their next game, which would be Green Bay, then I think his chances of playing much better are improved dramatically. And I think that'd be good for the team and him. Their season's over, so it's not like you gotta have him in there to win.
I will disagree with one thing. If you don't think the scouts and the people know that he just came over 2 days ago and he's not really ready, I don't think they're going to hold against him if he doesn't play that great. They'll hold that against him.
If he throws three picks, you don't think they'll be like,
oh, no, I'm just saying.
They won't cut him, but it'll be
Right, but I'm just saying, like, knowing that he's only been there for 2 days or whatever, I think that they do understand that. And the flip side is it's a national game, isn't it, Thursday night?
Yeah, that'll make it worse if he plays poorly.
And if he plays well, I'm just saying.
If he plays well, God bless him.
No,
I'm just saying the chances of him playing well, he just got there.
I know, but if he plays well on a national game too, they'll be like, oh, okay, Baker has a couple of things, but everybody's hurt there. That it's a bad situation. You don't expect them to play well. So I'm with you because the Rams aren't that good. They really aren't. But it tells you about John Walford or whatever. They're not going to waste any snaps on that guy. Come on. Right. Just a waste.
All right. Again, we mentioned OBJ when we were talking with Greg Jennings. And Rob, OBJ, we know he, and I'm not mad at him, but he knew, Rob, he wasn't ready. When he goes to visit these teams and doesn't work out, I'm not mad at him for trying to get his money, right? The teams do this all the time. It's a business.
I ain't signing nobody without a workout and a physical.
Well, no.
Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, I'm not mad at him for trying to pull this. But, Rob, this notion that a team, I don't care who it is, that a team is going to give him a deal for next year and he can't play this year and he's not going to work out for you, that's ridiculous.
That's why he don't have a deal. He went to Dallas. They were salivating over him. Even the Cowboys and Jerry Jones has had the wool pulled over his eyes, Chris, a gazillion times. Am I right? A gazillion times.
Right.
Even Jerry Jones not going for this okie doke. You know, he's just not. He's not ready. I'm not signing a guy who can't play. What?
Absolutely.
And he wants a deal for next year.
That's the thing.
Yeah. No, I get
again,
it. He wants to secure his future.
You can ask for what you want. Right.
Chris, he got his contract. He put his contract in crypto. Did you see that story?
No.
He lost, like he made no money. I wish
you
Rob
mean his, probably, which contract?
The last one he had with the Rams. It was, if someone could pull that story up, it was like, Chris, the money he made with the Rams crapped out, and he wound up making like, I don't know, because if it was devalued or something, he only made like $160,000 off of whatever the contract was. Like, it was that bad. I'm going to try to find it as we're talking.
And obviously he had the huge contract, and he didn't play
I'm
a lot
with
of that
the Giants.
He was hurt.
I'm just saying, but you know, like he wants to secure his future and try to get a multi-year deal, which I get, but you got to be healthy first.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm a team, there is no way on God's green earth I'm giving you a deal for next year, and you're not going to be able to play. I can't see you work out. Come back in the summer. Come back before training camp, and we'll see.
Here we go,
we'll see
Chris.
You work out.
The OBJ contract signed with the LA Rams back in November last season. The contract was 1 year, $750,000 deal that he decided to take in Bitcoin. I'm sorry, Bitcoin. At the time, Bitcoin was at an all-time high. it shattered currency records and even let me see what the final number was. But it shrunk. Yeah. You know what I mean? It plunged.
Yeah.
And then he wound up making it so that $750,000 he wound up getting like a at the time.
You said about 160 that grand. Yeah.
Yep.
So, hopefully he doesn't need the money. He's obviously had endorsements and you know, he had the big contract. What was it?
Oh, about $90 million, I'm just saying, but that one was
But no, there's no way you could sign him. And here's the other thing, Rob. He's 30 years old. He's coming off a second ACL injury of the same knee.
Well, that's what's scary is that. That's the scary part.
I mean, he may it might even be likely that he's not the same player. And he was great in the Super Bowl until he got hurt. And he was really good in the playoffs, period. But you have got to see him work out before you pay him. And there's no way I'm paying him for next year. And Rob, remember, injuries have been a part of his history as well. I mean, he's obviously coming off an injury, but he's had injury issues for several years of his career, which really derailed what looked like it was going to be an all-time great Hall of Fame career. He's had a nice little career
after that catch,
not quite lived up right to what he really could have been had it not been for injuries and just other stuff. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are throwing it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you were Jerry Jones, would you have been willing to guarantee a second year to get Odell Beckham Jr. in Dallas? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Odell Beckham Jr., should Jerry Jones have anteed up and paid him for next year, or if you think you might get him this year without a workout?
All right, let's kick it off with Alan in Miami. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alan?
It's Alan, Miami. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Guys, I just wanted to get your spin on Tua. I just think he had a bad game. I was wondering what you guys thought.
Wait, we're not talking about Tua right now. Appreciate the call. Call us when we're talking about it. It's not an open phone. This isn't Mike Francis.
We open up a real can of worms. We just start
taking calls. Yeah, we're just not doing that. Anybody else who wants to jump in on OBJ and the Cowboys? I think the Cowboys did the right thing, Chris. He's not going to help. They should have kept their mouths closed.
Thank you.
And pursued him that way. That would have been the best thing. And then this way, you don't have other receivers going, oh, okay, you didn't get your guy. Now what? Now you want me to do my thing? Is that what you're asking? Right?
Well, look, I will say this. Even though I disagree with what they did, CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup have picked up their games. Since they start talking about OBJ so much, they've played better. I don't know if it is related or what, but they have played better. But, Rob, I just think, and it's not the worst thing in the world, but to me, it's just a bad look. I mean, why in the world were you out there essentially begging a guy who's injured, 30 years old, might not even be able to play, and it looks like can't play, could come join your team?
Because that's Jerry Jones. That's high profile Jerry and OBJ and the stories every day, and they're pursuing them. And yeah, well, he looked good in a Dallas Cowboy uniform and all that. Like
bringing him to the Mavericks game, Rob. Yeah, right. I mean, I get it, guys want to go hang, but I mean, it just was. I mean, how about being like Buffalo? How about being like the Giants? The Giants needed him way more than the Cowboys. How about the Chiefs? Be professional. Hey, we'll meet with him. Give him a physical.
Nothing wrong with meeting with him, right?
Yeah,
right.
He might help us. But not every day, a star player, the owner. I mean, it makes you look two-bit, second-rate, desperate, don't know how to handle success. I mean, it really does to me. It's the circus atmosphere that, Rob, I think can work against the team. And I know ultimately it's about the players going out there and performing. But it just, it's just unnecessary distractions. You know, now, I mean, today they probably, Rob, were asked if the players talk, they're asked about, well,
oh yeah,
not getting OBJ. What do you think that means? I mean, you know, is that a letdown? I mean, all that stuff.
Even the reporters, the Laker reporters in Toronto asked LeBron James about it. I'm just wanting to find out, you know, what he thought about OBJ. Sorry, Chris. Oh, I couldn't help it.
No, that's a good one.
Adrian in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? First and foremost, want to wish you and your guys' family a lovely, blessed holidays.
You too.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I think it would be foolish, like you guys said, to give him a contract based off of what he's done, not really what he can do.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to commit any dollars. And especially, Adrian, as football, I'm not signing anybody unless you work out for me. I got to see what you can do.
Exactly. Then, would you buy a car without test driving it?
No, and God knows
especially
when I got
not
my
a
car.
Used one.
Right.
And I got to say that, but that's what he is. I mean, he's 30 years old.
No,
he's
that's a good point, Chris.
Coming off injuries, right?
You got to make sure it's not leaking oil. You know what I mean, Adrian?
Real talk.
Right.
Look, again, I'm not mad at him for trying to get it, but he was definitely trying to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Absolutely.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about him. I saw him, you know, at the Mavs game laughing and joking in the front row. He's probably laughing like, man, is this going to work?
You know what?
I mean, I can't even run 50 yards yet. And I might, you know, they're chanting my name in the,
and
in
you
the
know
basketball
what?
Arena.
Adrian and Chris, the Cowboys should have realized something was going on when he paid for his beer with a $3 bill. That, you know, like some sort of
try to pay it in that crypto money. Yeah, I don't know.
Man. Yeah, I mean, it just was a bad look. And
appreciate the call, buddy.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You can't do it.
We got one more to squeeze in, Chris. Let's talk to just Mr. Screen. Steve in San Jose. Is that right? Steve in San Jose.
What's
you're on the Odd Couple.
Fellas?
What's happening, up? Bud?
Happy Wednesday.
Yep, you too.
Hey, so I'm a hardcore Bills fan, and I was not too happy when OJ was even, like, discussed. More so because on a 53-man roster, he'd be taking up a spot that I felt like there was a need at a different position. And then when I look at, like, the Cowboys, do they really need that? They got some injuries, and players will be coming back. And now it's like if he's not even playing this year, it's just insane. Like, why is he even trying to get on the team?
I think for him it's just about money. For him it was about – and, again, I understand it, but, no, I mean, I'm not going to be the one to sign you. I don't care who you are. You know, and so, no, they're doing the right thing despite all their running to their mouths for the last month. All right, we got Rich Orenberger coming up in a moment. But
we
first,
haven't talked to Rich in a minute, Chris.
No, it'd be good to have him on. B. Finn, the loquacious one, is next with the update.
Yes, Chris and Rob, those 5-20 Magic have made their way back into this game at home against the Clippers. 51-44, the Clip Show is ahead. Early stages.
Is Kawhi playing?
Kawhi is playing. So he has decided to play this game. We've got Terrace Mann. Yeah. Like you guys were talking about, any given night.
That actually is a question.
Yeah, I mean, and there's many players, as you guys were discussing, where you show up, you expect that person to play, and then, oh, I'm just going to take the night off. You know, if we could do that here on the radio, you guys just take the night off. I mean, minus the allotted time you're allowed for vacation. So, yeah, Terrence Mann had 10 points and 7 rebounds so far, so he's making some noise. Late in the second quarter, Kyrie Irving getting busy offensively.
Irving, one of the starters, jumps through right in the lane with a floater, and it's good. Kyrie's got 10.
How about snaking the screen that time to separation, elevation, and success.
There you go. That is Nets Radio. 10 points still for Kyrie Irving, and they are all over the Hornets, disgracing them. 68-50, late stages, second quarter of that one. DeJounte Murray will not return, coming out with a left ankle sprain for the Hawks, and they're down by 9 at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks, 38-29. Yeah, midway through the second quarter. Late in the second quarter, the Lakers playing catch-up against the Raptors, 54-41. Russell Westbrook leading the Lakers with 8 points. No LeBron James, no Anthony Davis. They're sitting this one out. We also have a game that is late in the first quarter where the Grizzlies own a 22-18 edge against the Thunder. Yeah, with 3:12 remaining in the first. Aaron Judge, of course, getting, according to multiple outlets and the guys we're talking about earlier on in the program, that 9-year, $360 million extension with the New York Yankees. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan not holding a lot of hope that he'll have his quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo back for the start of the playoffs. He, of course, is dealing with that foot injury, and Shanahan called it an outside chance. Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith came back to practice today. He has been out since August 24th, so good to see him back out there. Former Bills punter, I'll leave you with this, guys. Matt Araiza, who was accused of rape, will not be charged, and Araiza, through his agency, has just put out a statement, quote, "I am grateful that the district attorney and the San Diego Police Department have discovered all the facts and have found no criminal wrongdoing. I'm excited to continue my NFL career." Close quote. Before we get it back to Chris and Rob, a reminder that our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover features the Celtics at the Suns. That'll get underway at 10 p.m. Eastern. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem. Rewards terms apply. Back to Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, who also has a $4 bill.
Thank you, B-Fin. Wow. Rob, that Ariza case is a big one. Because you remember when that happened. I mean, he was a big, really ballyhooed kicker.
Right.
And yeah, so
I don't know, you never know how it plays out. Because remember, just because there are no charges doesn't mean that he's automatically going to be taken back. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But that's good if he was cleared of these formal charges. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're live from the TireRight.com studios. Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Rich Ohrenberger. Rich, where you been?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Rich, let me give you some insight. So Chris didn't want you on the show anymore, and I had to talk him in.
Stop it.
To getting you back
on. That's not true, Rich.
No, that ain't the case. It's great to hear.
We buried that beef a long time ago.
All right, let me ask you this. Denver, I'm sure you've seen Russell Wilson. He's been atrocious. Do you think he is washed? Like, he's done? He won't be a good quarterback going forward? Or do you think that next year, obviously they're going to have a different coach, he could come in and get it back?
You know what's interesting about this whole Denver situation is I think this is the one take that everybody had. Like, well, Denver's going to be better with Russell Wilson, right? We didn't know to what level. Some people are like, oh, well, this makes them a Super Bowl contender. Some people are like, well, they're definitely better than last year. I'm not sure about playoffs, but I think the consensus was they're a better team with Russell Wilson.
Yes, agree. I agree with that.
And they're not. And I think it has to do with a couple of different factors. One, I don't think he looks comfortable. I think Nathaniel Hackett and him never got on the same page. So whatever level of control he did or didn't have in Seattle, it just appeared to work in Seattle. You know, he just seemed comfortable in Seattle. He just hasn't found that groove in Denver. Is it the coach? Is it his abilities declining? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I'd like to see him with a different coach who may be able to curtail a system closer to what he was doing in Seattle before I make that determination for sure.
You mean running the ball more and not throwing all the time like that, maybe?
I mean, look, it's worked for a couple of different quarterbacks entering the second stage of their career. You know, look at what Philip Rivers did when he went to the Indianapolis Colts, for example. you know, he wasn't really leaned on to be the quarterback he was when he was with the Chargers. Right. And he had that one playoff run with Frank Reich. Look at Tom Brady now. Well, I shouldn't say Tom Brady. He's throwing the ball at a ridiculous amount. But that, he looks the best when that run game looks the best in Tampa. Right. That's how they really had it going in year one. So, yeah, I agree with that. Mix in more of the run game if you can have success with the run game. And then Russell Wilson will get better. All ships will rise with that tide.
Let's go to Jeff Saturday. I know there are a lot of players who don't want to put in the coaching grind and want to jump and just get a head coaching job like he got, which I would take the job if they offered it to me, but he skipped the line. People, after they won the first game, were like, oh, see, you don't need to be a coach. You could just be a former player and jump in. Things have not gone that well since. What do you make of Jeff Saturday? Has he done enough to earn another year, or do we not know? How does this play out? Or do you think he's already got the job because Ursay likes him?
I think he probably will get a second crack at this. I think my guess is, you know, Ursay hired him the way he did because he knew that he had a loophole he could exploit.
Yep.
And so he got him in, and he's been a consultant with the team for a long time. And I think he'll continue in that role. And there's almost no doubt in my mind that's the reason why he got the job. That's the reason why he'll keep the job. And unless this is a complete train wreck, he's 1-3. Is it a train wreck? There's a lot of coaches who start their careers 1-3 and end up having a successful career. But it hasn't been great. So the writing's either on the wall how he finishes the season, or regardless, if he gets the job, you know that was the plan all along, that Ursay wanted his guy, got his guy, and that's how business is done at that level. You know, is it beyond us to believe that a billionaire found a loophole? No, I mean, that happens every single day in business. It
just check
happened
their taxes.
In the NFL.
Just check the taxes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, check it. Yeah, let's see his W-2s. Actually, yes. I don't think Ursay's filling out W-2s.
No, right. Right.
Rich, there have been a little some reports out there, some rumblings. Peter King said he's got his antenna up about Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. Tom Curran for NBC Sports Boston did a Twitter poll. Now, I know that's not scientific, but a Twitter poll. And like almost 60% of the fans said that Robert Kraft should move on from Bill Belichick. I think that's asinine to think that they should get rid of Belichick. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, give up on Bill Belichick. Why? I mean, it's always kind of, to me, it's almost like you don't respect what you have inside your fence when you're looking over the fence constantly. And that's what happens when you start having some hard times. You know, like, oh, well, the neighbors. Well, yeah, the neighbors have it going for different reasons. You know what I mean? This is the deal with, you know, the Patriots and Tom Brady. They let him walk. I don't think they realized how good it was with him.
Right.
And without him, look at the franchise now. And I kind of feel the same way about Bill Belichick. You get rid of Bill, where are you going to go to next? I mean, are you going to find another Bill Belichick? Are you going to find the next Bill Belichick? Maybe. But chances are it's not going to be as organized. It's not going to look as good at first. And it's going to be a little bit of a struggle before you get that situation figured out.
Who do you have as MVP? You know, people are making a case for Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, their record.
Yep.
Him throwing the football and then, of course, obviously his legs. He's got a lot more rushing touchdowns. The touchdowns, him and Mahomes, Chris, what are they, only 2 or 3 apart? It ain't that big.
Yeah, total when you count the rushing.
Yeah, they ain't that far apart. Who do you have as MVP so far? Still got about 5 weeks to go.
I mean, it's probably Mahomes, but I'll tell you what, Hurts has made a really strong case for himself. The Eagles are real. You know, I keep having conversations with people who are like, can we trust it? I'm not sure. It's like, well, if you can trust the Chiefs, you can trust the Eagles. I mean, they're led by a great leader who gets wins, who knows exactly what they need to, what he or both him and Patrick need to do to win games. I'm a big believer in Jalen Hurts. I think this is a down-to-the-wire situation. But if you're asking me today, like, who wins it, we know this deal. I mean, the MVP award is a popularity contest. And right now, Mahomes is the more popular quarterback. But if the Eagles finish the way they started, I think Jalen Hurts has a real strong case, and you know, I think he can turn a lot of tides toward the end of the season.
Rich, I picked Buffalo in the preseason to win the Super Bowl. Von Miller was a big reason why. He's out now for the season. Do you think they still, I mean, have a really good chance to still win the Super Bowl now that Von Miller's out, or you think that ends it?
They still have depth on that defensive line. That front seven is still pretty fierce. They, again, another team who, if you look how they started, they're not the same team midseason. Some of that's been due to injuries, especially defensively. But that depth has definitely helped their roster. Yeah, I'm not sold that they have the firepower it takes at this point, but teams get healthy. You know, teams get hot toward the end of the season. Just look at what Cincinnati is doing right now. I mean, if the Raiders started stronger, we'd be talking more about them. They're getting hot at the right time. I don't know if they'll make a postseason run. But if we're talking about a team that could absolutely contend for a Super Bowl, a Cincinnati team looks to me out of the AFC like the biggest competitor for the Chiefs right now, rolling off that win against the Chiefs. The Bills, I think they're going to have to pull it together a little bit, start relying on a run game outside of Josh Allen, and start stopping teams offensively the way their defense was early in the season for me to trust them again. Right now, they look beatable.
All right, that's our man Rich Orenberger,
man,
Fox Sports Radio Weekend host. Absolutely. Good to have you back on, my man.
Yep, good to talk to you guys anytime.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Rob, we know the Yankees are going for it. We know the Giants and the Padres are going for it. Are the Dodgers? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, we are right smack dab in the middle of Hot Stove. And we've talked about Aaron Judge and some of the other signings.
Right.
The Dodgers, Rob, there's a report or reports that they are not interested in Carlos Correa because he was on the Astros when they won the World Series in 2017, and thus a part of that cheating scandal, which the Dodgers fans think kept them from winning the World Series.
Even though they won in 2020, Chris, they're still mad about that one.
And even though they've blown it many other years, not due to the Astros cheating,
right,
I mean,
right.
Come on. I'm sorry, Rob. I think this is a mistake. Now, if you don't want him, you don't want to pay him, fine. Obviously, he's a very good player. You did lose Trey Turner. Like, I think it's a mistake not to go after him because they think the fans would there'd be backlash. And I don't know, maybe they know the fans better than me. But, Rob, I'm of the belief that once he's on your team and he's really that good, the fans would love him if he plays well. And I just think, I mean, that was now 5 years ago. I just think that fans could have moved on if he could come here and play well and maybe help the Dodgers win a World Series.
Now this is strange, and maybe I don't think I'm wrong, Chris, but I think didn't Verlander talk to the Dodgers? He was on that team. But yeah, but do they look at him differently because he's a pitcher?
Because he's Verlander.
Well, but he's a pitcher, and it was a hitting scandal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was about reading pitches for the hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember what his responses were to, you know, when the questioning and all that.
Oh, no, he wasn't as vocal as he was with guys on the juice.
He like used Verlander. To be really, right, right.
Yeah,
right,
oh, yeah.
Right.
That was cheating and all that, and then he didn't have the same kind of
energy,
Chris.
Right.
He didn't. You know that. Verlander was big about anti-cheating. And then when it came to the Astros, all of a sudden that wasn't the case. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I don't know. You got to figure out. I think certain teams can say that they don't want certain players to wear their uniforms, Chris. And I think the Dodgers are in that class.
They're certainly a flagship franchise.
Yeah, you know what I mean, where they say, you know, it's like the Trevor Bauer thing. If Trevor Bauer will wind
different.
Up pitching. No, I'm just saying.
Will he?
He'll wind up
You think
probably,
he is going to pitch somewhere else?
Somebody will give him a chance.
I haven't heard it. Have you heard any rumblings about him?
He has a court case against the suspension and, you know, the money he's owed. So this arbitrator can decide if he should get some money, no money.
Do you agree with the Dodgers, with their rationale, that their fans would just not accept Carlos Correa and that you think they're doing the right thing?
I think in the case of Carlos Correa, I think you could dismiss him, Chris, and maybe if there was somebody else who was a bigger star, not that he's not a star, but a bigger star, they might look the other way, but I think he's one of those players. He didn't have a great year with the Twins. He went to the Twins for one year. And you could kind of – do you have his numbers up there? What'd he do this year?
So you think it's more so –
Yeah, I just think the type of player. You know what I mean, Chris?
Right. He hit 291.
That's not bad. Okay.
Hit 291, 22 homers. His number is basically his typical production. I mean, 291 is his best batting average in a long time. But, it's his typical production. Wasn't an all-star this year.
Right.
Like he had been the year before in Houston. What do you think overall? I mean, they've lost Bellinger, who we know was down, Trey Turner.
And they've lost some big pieces. Yeah. And you know, I did local radio in L.A., AM 570 today, and that was the thing, that maybe the Dodgers are pulling back. They want to play some of the young kids. And I'm just like, I don't know about that, Chris. You know, I get it. You know, they've splashed with Freddie Freeman last year. Yep. A couple years ago, they got Mookie Betts. So they've spent money on stars. So I'm not crushing them for that. But the Padres who beat you are better. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're getting better, and they just went and tried to get Judge. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this is the year for the Dodgers to try to start playing kids, Chris.
This would be such – let's say they kind of – I don't want to say rebuild because obviously they still got some great veterans. But let's say they kind of take a step back. They play some of the young kids. They're not the same. If this were the end of this era, it would be so disappointing, Rob. I mean, it'd be like the Braves. We talked about it.
No, they would be. It would be.
You know, you got one World Series to show for it, and that, I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo it, but that being a shortened season one, right, the pandemic one, they got to find a way to get over the hump. It's as simple as that. Because they're good every year. Arguably the best team in the National League, but they can't get over the hump. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Hour number three of this three-hour show coming your way. Keep it locked.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.